Hello and welcome to episode 5 of the Manological podcast, our final pod of this fourth series. It's been fantastic to get this podcast out, not just this term, but throughout the whole year. 18 episodes, 25 pupils, and thousands of listens. So a huge thank you to all of you that have listened, to the members of staff that have contributed and been interviewed, but most of all, a massive, massive thank you to all the children that have worked so hard to make this podcast what it is over the course of this year. They've been full of awesome ideas and loads of enthusiasm for podcasting. We will be back next year for another new season with a fresh batch of podcasters. Some you here today may well sign up again, but our year sixes will be leaving us as they move on to their senior schools. So we'd like to take this opportunity to wish the whole year group all the best for the future, including for the final time on this podcast, Obba, James, Lachlan, Freddie and Eleanor, who are going to guide you through this week's features.
The end of term is always a super busy time with some hugely popular events.
We had the Year 6 production a few weeks ago, and now this week the Year 2s had theirs.
Here, Layla and Fiore to tell us all about it.
Hi, my name is Layla.
And my name is Fiore.
And we are talking about the Year 2 production, which is...
And drumroll please.
Dragon Days.
There are characters like Tommy Rumble, Tammy Rumble and Tan Mayer.
And we can't forget the main character, Gwen the Dragon. There are songs like Dragon Days, Dragon Skin Shoes and Don't Judge.
And it is about a boy called Tommy Rumble who thinks he's really cool and tries to
fight a dragon, but he fails and it turns out to be Tammy Rumble who is the real hero.
By making friends with Gwen.
The moral of the story is don't judge a book by its cover. That's all for the Year 2 production. Bye!
It was a great show. A big well done to everyone involved.
Another big end of year event is Sports Day, which Lachlan is going to report on.
Hello, I'm Lachlan and I'll be telling you about Sports Day. Sports Day for juniors was last Thursday. We have lots of events like 800 metres, vortex and high jump. Each house competes to win the Sports Day Cup. It was a very fun day and in the end, Griffins won. Then the next day, we had Infant Sports Day. And as Centaur's sports captain, I got to help out with Infant Sports Day in the vortex. It was entertaining to see all the younger children throwing. Centaur's won overall and I got to lift the cup. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Sports Day is always a huge highlight, thanks to all the staff involved, especially Miss Spinney, who we have for our teacher interview coming up.
But next we have Sonia in Year 3 giving us a rundown of her top 5 UK singers.
Hi, my name is Sonia. I'm going to be talking about the top 8 best singers in the UK. Number 5, Amy Winehouse. Her best songs are You Know I'm No Good, Love is a Losing Game, In My Bed, Stronger Than Me, Rehab, Tears Dry on Their Own, Back to Black, Valerie and Body and Soul. Number 4, Freddie Mercury. His best songs are Bohemian, Rhapsody, Killer Queen, Love Me Like There's No Tomorrow, Don't Stop Me Now, We Are the Champions, Time, Barcelona, Seven Seas of Rye and The Great Pretender. Number 3, Elton John. His best songs are Candle in the Wind, I'm Still Standing, Benny and the Jets, I Guess That's Why They Call It the Blues, Sorry Seems to Be, Don't Go Breaking My Heart, Goodbye Yellow Brick Road, and Sorry Seems to Be the Hardest Word. Number 2, Adele. Her best songs are One and Only, Hello, Remedy, Easy on Me, Chasing Payments, I Found a Boy, Skyfall, Hometown, Glory and Tired. And finally, number 1, David Bowie. His best songs are Changes, Let's Dance, Ashes to Ashes, Golden Years, Heroes, The Gene, Jenny, Ziggy Stardust, Fame and Rock and Roll. Thank you for listening to my part of the
Next,
podcast.
Next, Harry and Harley in Year 4 have been playing an online game called Akinator. It's a bit like 20 questions. Here they are to talk you through it.
Hi, I'm Harry.
And I'm Harley.
And today we're going to show you a game called Akinator. It is a genie guessing game. He will try to guess all of our characters today by asking us questions. Will we beat it? Carry on listening to find out. We have 3 sections, people, animals and objects. We're going to be starting off with people. Our first person is Lionel Messi, the footballer.
Is your character a football player?
Yes.
Is your character from Portugal?
No.
Is your character from Argentina?
Yes.
Is your character married to a Westerner?
Don't know. Has your character been a lawyer?
No.
Does your character use Funny Mate? Don't know. Does your character like science? Don't know. Does your character like the colour purple?
Don't know.
It's guessing Lionel Messi. Correct. We didn't beat him with Lionel Messi. Next person, Harry Potter. Is your character a football/soccer player?
No.
Is your character more than 40 years old?
Don't know.
Is your character American?
Don't know.
Is your character a genie?
No.
Does your character have a six-pack?
No.
Is your character gender female?
No.
Has your character ever been in a movie?
Yes.
Does your character play in Harry Potter?
Yes.
Does your character wear round glasses?
Yes.
Has your character encountered the Zygians?
Don't know.
Is your character associated with Stevie Pammy XD?
Don't know.
Harry Potter. Correct. We didn't beat him with that. Now we're doing animals. Our first animal is a gorilla. Is your animal a pet?
No.
Has your animal got four legs?
No.
Has your animal got legs?
Yes.
Does your animal have wings?
No.
Does your animal still exist?
Yes.
Can your animal stand on two legs?
Yes.
Is your animal smaller than a human?
No.
Does your animal live in a house?
No.
Does your animal live on the ice?
No.
Does your animal have a pouch?
No.
Does your animal stomp on snakes? Don't know.
No.
Does your animal like bananas?
Yes.
Is your animal black?
Yes.
Is your animal native to Arizona? Don't know. Has your animal got a long tail?
No.
Does your animal eat apples?
Yes.
Does your animal beat their chest?
Yes.
Is your animal larger than a cat?
Yes.
Does your animal have a strong back?
Yes.
Is your animal known to eat a lot?
Yes.
Is your animal sold in a restaurant?
No.
Does your animal have black legs?
Yes.
It got it correct, a gorilla, so we didn't beat him with the gorilla. Next animal, a capybara. Is your character smaller than a human?
Yes.
Has your animal got four legs?
Yes.
Is your animal pet?
No.
Does your animal have paws?
Yes.
Does your animal eat other animals?
Yes.
Does your animal roar?
No.
Does your animal howl?
No.
Has your animal got spots?
No.
Does your animal have a fluffy tail?
Yes.
Is your animal orange?
No.
Can your animal climb trees?
No.
Does your animal live in the snow?
No.
Is your animal often by the water?
No.
Does your animal have long ears?
No.
Does your animal have sharp teeth?
No.
Does your animal eat ants?
No.
Is your animal summoned?
No.
Is your animal smaller than a microwave?
No.
Does your animal eat grass?
Yes.
Is your animal raised in a farm?
No.
Is your animal brown?
Yes.
Is your animal a rodent?
Yes.
Does your animal live in South America?
Yes.
Does your animal have a large beak?
No.
Does your animal have grey on its back?
No.
Capybara, it got it correct. Now, our last section, objects. First, we're going to be doing a Chromebook. Is it electric?
Yes.
Is it a phone?
No.
Do we use it to play video games?
No.
Is it only for adults?
No.
Does it have a relation with air?
No.
Can we use it to light up?
No.
Can we hold it with a single hand?
Yes.
Does it have relation with music?
No.
Does it have a relationship with phones?
Yes.
Does it have a screen?
Yes.
Is it something we wear?
No.
Can we take pictures with it?
No.
Is it a rare metal?
Don't know.
Can it be found in a store?
Yes.
Does it have a relationship with life?
No.
Does it have a number?
Don't know.
Can we watch TV shows on it?
No.
Does it have a relationship with mathematics?
No.
Can we speak with it?
No.
Is it entertaining?
Yes.
Does it have a relation with video games?
Yes.
Is it produced by Nintendo?
No.
Does it come from the desert?
No.
Is it in the game Resident Evil 3 Nemesis?
No.
Is it free?
No.
Tamagotchi? No, yes, we beat it. Thanks for listening to our part of the podcast.
Now Freddie and James have a rundown of the most successful companies.
Hello, and today we are going to be sharing the top 10 most successful companies.
At number 10, the Bank of China. It has a net income of $34.54 billion and a revenue of $94.13 billion. Obviously, this is a bank in China.
Number 9, JP Morgan. It has a net income of $37.07 billion and a revenue of $123.42 billion.
At number 8, Agricultural Bank of China. It has a net income of $38.45 billion and a revenue of $113.04 billion.
Number 7, Shell PLC. It has a net income of $43.36 billion and a revenue of $365.29 billion.
At number 6, another bank, China Construction Bank Corporation. It has a net income of $48.49 billion and a revenue of $126.78 billion.
Number 5, ExxonMobil Corp. It has a net income of $51.86 billion and a revenue of $386.82 billion.
At number 4, Industrial and Commercial Bank of China. It has a net income of $55.34 billion. And a revenue of $143.32 billion.
At number 3, Alphabet Inc., owned by Google. It's basically Google, with a net worth of $66.99 billion and a revenue of $282.11 billion.
At number 2, Microsoft, with a net income of $69.79 billion and a revenue of $203.08 billion.
And finally, number 1, of course, Apple, with a net worth of $99.8 billion and a revenue of $394.33 billion.
Thank you for listening to our part of the podcast.
Arthur here is next with his very own self-created funny script, with the help of Harry and Harley too.
Hello, I am Arthur.
And I'm Harley.
And I'm Harry.
And I have a funny script to tell you. Where are you, Harley?
On the swing right there, gridding on you.
I cannot believe you two are the best script writers that ever. The others must be ruder and sillier than you.
Now me and Harley are gridding on you.
Griddy's good for you.
Okay, get writing or you're fired and no paychecks.
No!
Why, because you're so poor?
It's none your business.
We need paychecks.
Why?
For pizza, of course, you Dumbo.
Dumbo, 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 na 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 na.
You can't find me. I'm the boss. Look at my license. I drew it yesterday.
A judge is meant to draw it.
And I'm a police officer.
Oh, but I am a judge. I drew my license yesterday.
You're fired.
No!
Gritty's good for you.
Did you seriously just write that on your laptop?
Yes.
Right, you're fired.
No!
Thank you for listening to our part of the podcast.
And now, Sonia, Dylan and Rashiv have researched the best hotels in the world.
The top five best hotels in the world.
Hi, my name's Rashiv.
I'm Sonia.
And I'm Dylan.
Number one, Burj Al Arab Jumeirah. The Burj Al Arab Jumeirah is one of the most luxurious hotels in the world. It's located in Dubai, United Arab Emirates, managed by Jumeirah Hotel Group, one of the most tallest hotels in the world, although 39% of its total height is made up of non-occupable space.
Number two, the Westin Excelsior Rome. The Westin Excelsior Rome, also a luxurious hotel, on the Via Veneto, Rome, Italy. It opened in 19,006.
Number three, the Raffles, Singapore. Raffles Hotel is a British colonial-style luxurious hotel in Singapore. It was established by Armenian
hoteliers,
the Sarkis
brothers in 1887.
Number four, the Emirates Palace Mandarin Oriental, Abu Dhabi, is the luxury five-star hotel in Abu Dhabi, United Arab Emirates. It has been operated by Mandarin Oriental as of 1st January 2020.
And finally, number five,
drum roll please,
Atlantis Paradise Island in the Bahamas. Paradise Island Hotel and Casino is located on Paradise Island, which is a small island in the Bahamas that is connected to a larger island on New Providence by two bridges.
Thank you for listening to our part of the podcast.
Our final teacher interview of this series is with the amazing Mrs. Spinney. Hugo and Joey, put the questions to her.
Hi, my name is Hugo.
Hi, my name is Joey.
And today we're talking to Miss Spinney.
Hello!
Where did you grow up and what was it like?
Oh, so, I started off growing up in Berkhamsted, okay, and I went to a little school called Greenway. But my dad became a headmaster. So actually, I then moved to Norfolk and I went to my dad's school. After that, I was sent to boarding school in Cambridge. And then after boarding school in Cambridge, I went to Plymouth University. So I have moved around just a little bit, but I've always been in schools, which I love.
What are your favourite sports and have you ever played professionally?
Okay, that's a good question. Can you have a guess?
I don't think you played professionally.
Thanks. Okay. Which sports do you think that I might have played?
Hockey. Yes, and netball.
Okay, so hockey I played at school. I was the goalkeeper, yeah? He used to like taking people out. I'd slide tackles. But I never really went above that. Netball, I played for Cambridge. And then when I became an adult, I played in the level just below Super League. So I did go quite high. And I really, really enjoyed that. Swimming, actually. You guys only obviously do it in year three, but I was a national swimmer. I used to love that. Backstroke was my sport. I was talent spotted at school to do county rugby, but I was very busy at the time, so I didn't have a chance to pick up on that. But that's why I come out and work with the boys sometimes on the rugby, because I do know what I'm talking about. But I think it's really important, personally, that you play loads of sports, you have fun doing it with your friends, and then when you get a little bit older, you kind of choose which way you're going to go.
Yeah. Did you always want to be a PE teacher?
Okay, so there were two choices. When you get older, you go to secondary school, you do something called careers. And what they do is they ask you loads of questions about what you like. And sport was my world, okay? Absolutely loved it. So it was PE teacher or the army, right? I actually wear contact lenses. My eyesight's not very good, okay? And they said to me, you can't go into the army at the time. So I was like, okay, well, I want to be a PE teacher. But yeah, let's do it. okay? And I've never ever looked back. I've loved my job all the time.
Have you ever been a teacher at other schools?
Yes, I have. So I worked at Chesham Prep, which is not too far away. We actually play them on the girls' circuit. It's a school pretty much the same as this, but it had years 7 and 8. And then my daughter went to that school. And then I went to another school, which she went to, which went all the way through to 18. So I was teaching A-level, GCSE, all of that. But I didn't really like it as much as teaching your age group, because I like the fact that you learn so much and you see such progress. So that's why I came back to working at a school like Manor Lodge.
Where has been your favourite holiday?
Oh, favourite holiday. Right. I went to one in Turkey, actually. That was a really nice place to go to. It was very, very hot. We sunbathed, but we also did lots of walking, and that's something that I like to do. Where, can I ask, where's your favourite holiday, Joey?
Mine has been Mauritius.
Yeah, why was that?
Because you could go swimming with dolphins.
Oh my gosh, I bet that was amazing, wasn't it? Yeah, and what about you?
It wasn't totally a holiday, but I used to live in Singapore. Oh, and it was really fun because I loved going down in the lift all the time because we were in these apartments, and then we could just walk straight to the swimming pool and the sea was right by us.
I bet you guys don't stop when you go on holiday. You're out at the seaside and in the pool and doing all those kinds of things. It's great fun.
What are your hobbies apart from sport?
Well, I don't really have much time. I do work most of the time, so I don't really have much time to do hobbies. But I have two doggies. Do you have any pets?
No. I used to have a fish.
Oh, nice, but you can't walk a fish, can you?
No. My mum's allergic to fur, so we can't really do much.
Okay.
But we might get a dog that she's not allergic to.
Yeah. Well, the two doggies, I've got one that's a black lab called Skye, and one that is a Rhodesian Ridgeback. So my dog is about the size of you two. Okay, she's huge. So they do like walking. So I tend to, on the weekends, when I'm not working, I go for like nice 10-mile walks with the doggies. Mm-hmm. Yeah? I think my husband would like me to take up cooking because I'm not very good at that. But we'll see.
Yeah. What music do you like to listen to?
Do you reckon I'm a classical girl? Or do you reckon I like a bit of a beat? What do you think?
I don't know.
A bit, yes. Okay, so I like to listen to funky music. I've just done a workout with the year sixes. I like something with a beat, okay? So that's something that can get you moving and you can have a little bit of fun. So for me, number one, Christina Aguilera. Yeah, she's really poppy and I like that.
If you had one wish, what would it be?
That is a tough question. A wish. I think that I would like everyone to be healthy. I know that sounds really silly, but health is so important, yeah? And you have to look after yourself, and I would like everyone to be healthy and, yeah, have a good long life.
What would you do if you won the lottery?
That would be good. What would you do if you won the lottery? Go on holiday?
Yeah.
Yeah? What would you do?
I'd go somewhere nice, like
Harry Potter world.
Yeah, I've been there for my sister's birthday. And I might like do something with sport maybe, or like see a football player or something.
So a couple of things that I would like to do if I won the lottery, yeah? Because you've got as much money as you want, haven't you? I would love to start my own netball school, okay? Because you know it's a big love of mine. I would help the school build like a massive astro, and we would have loads of courts, and then we would get as many people playing as possible. Now, once we've got the netball courts, we can obviously use them for other things like football, and people can use them all the time, but we just want people playing sport and having fun as much as they can. So if I won the lottery, that's what I would do.
Okay, thank you for listening to our part of the podcast. Bye.
And that's almost it for our time on the Manor Lodge podcast.
It's been great fun, and we hope the next series carries on going well.
Our final job is to tell you about this week's music. The intro music you heard earlier was created on GarageBand by Harley and Harry. Now to play us out and close the series, here is one of Manor Lodge's special songs, as played in our final assembly.